Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I was talking to God about, okay, what does this Kelly Tuff thing really mean? When I actually see my father be weak, the father that I always saw be tough, now what does actual Kelly Tuffness mean? I just began talking to God about it, and we decided that we want to share this with more people. We want to share the hope that we have so that others, in the midst of their own circumstances and in their own struggles, that they can look to the strength of God like our family did.
Well, that toughness, it does seem to be more than a physical or a mental toughness, maybe something that you would expect from a football player or an athlete of any type. But this seems to be more kind of a statement of character, of who you are from the inside, and of course, incorporating your faith as well. Would you say that that's accurate?
Oh, absolutely. And you could say, yes, my dad is physically tough. You know, he was known as the toughest quarterback in the National Football League when he played. But now I was looking at a father who was struggling through cancer and who really was physically weak. And I had to turn to the strength of God in the midst of that. And I couldn't rely on my dad getting through this disease on his own and his own strength. It would just be completely impossible. We had to rely on the strength of God. And so Kelly Toughness did. It just transformed into no longer just being a physical toughness, but a spiritual and emotional toughness that we're going to rely on the strength of God in the midst of it.
I wrote down a quote that just really hit me. You wrote, "I always saw my dad as being such a tough, strong guy, and it was so weird for me to see my big, tough daddy being physically weakened, and it was able to reveal to me the strength of God. It taught me that it's okay to be weak, it's okay to cry, and it's okay to let your guard down and be vulnerable. Because sometimes in our weakest moments, we are at our strongest because we allow God's strength to be displayed in the midst of that." So, Aaron, when did you first realize that it was okay to kind of let your guard down? And did you get that from your father?
I think I really actually realized that when I saw my dad be weak. And I was traveling back and forth to the hospital where he was in New York City because I go to school at Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia. And so I was traveling back and forth every weekend to be with my dad and my mom as taking care of him in the hospital and everything. And those moments where I was in the hospital just holding his hand and literally seeing life slowly just drain out of him. And so to see that, to see the toughest man I knew actually be weakened by a disease, it was extremely hard for me because as a little girl, I always watched him and thought he was the toughest person ever. And so in those moments, I learned that it's okay to be weak because in our weakness, we learn to rely more heavily on the strength of God, because ultimately when you come to that place where you are weak and you don't have any strength left to give on your own, you have to turn to Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.